Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Islanders, I guess, played a home game maybe this weekend?
Yes, they lost yesterday in a shootout.
Yeah.
Did they again? So guess what happened during the game yesterday?
They scored a game-tying goal with a few seconds to go.
They played Guns N' Roses.
Oh.
Because I got a whole bunch of tweets saying, yo, I'm at the game. They played GNR.
So you think the New York Islanders heard your critique and said, okay.
I do.
We're going to take that into account.
They didn't play GNR when I was there. So, memo to the Islanders. I was not there myself to hear it, but well done. If you did take my advice and put some rock in there just to balance the house music, well done,
sir. Do you know how many games in a row they've lost now? Just guess.
Well, are we counting overtime losses as losses?
Yeah, it's a loss.
Seven?
A seven.
Oh, it's a nine?
Nope.
11.
11.
Was that right?
Now, the last three games they've gotten points in, which started with our appearance.
There you go.
So they're on a three-game point streak, but they have now lost 11 games in a row.
Not good.
Not good.
No, not good.
Burying themselves.
I wonder if they want to have a team bonding event. Maybe Joe Judge can set that up for them.
Great.
Right? By the way, we don't have a John reporter anymore, but we have to have somebody that we can have go to John camp on Wednesday or whoever the next Zoom call they do if they're in Tucson already and just find out, did the captains vote for a bonding event or not?
Did they vote against it, Coach?
That's a fair question, right? Because he brought it up.
He did.
I didn't bring it up. He brought it up. Meanwhile, my weather guy, where's my weather guy?
You mean Rosie?
Yeah, my weather guy says tonight's going to be a crazy night for was probably the most highly anticipated matchup of this entire weekend.
I just saw a video in Buffalo, Bills Patriots tonight, and I am pumped up.
I got a weather guy.
Did you see the video?
No, so don't. But if you just say what you see in the video, then I don't need to bring
the
weather guy.
Well, then what the hell's the point of the weather guy? Where is he? Get him in. He can describe the video.
Yeah. Weather
Rosie,
guy.
What's in the video?
What's going on tonight in Buffalo? I hear a lot of people talking about tonight's the biggest game of the weekend.
Absolutely.
Happens to be tonight. It's Bills, New England. The winner, well, if New England wins,
the
number
first
one
place.
Seed.
The winner's in first place.
Regardless, right? Yes. Even though Kansas City won yesterday?
I'm talking about the AFCs. The winner's in first
place. No, I'm talking
about
the number one seed in the AFC.
If the Patriots win, they're currently the number one seed. I got to check Buffalo with the tiebreaker.
So, Raven, it's a huge game. Huge game. And they're talking about weather. Go.
25 to 35 mile an hour winds.
But is that sustained winds or is that gusty winds?
Gust to 55.
Oh.
There's also a lake effect snow event going on. That's till I believe 6:35.
Let me explain to people that is having lived in two cities that have lake effect snow.
Why don't you let the weather expert talk?
Well, he wasn't going to explain what it meant.
Yes, he was. He's a weather expert.
He just said lake effect snow.
Rosie, do you know what a lake effect snow is?
Off Erie, because I went to school upstate as well. All the wind, all the snow that comes from Canada cuts off Lake Erie, and that's how you have all the lake effect snow.
That's not lake effect snow at all.
Yes, it is.
That's why I was just going to save you the trouble of embarrassing
yourself. He claims to be a meteorology expert.
It's not. Lake effect snow is that Lake Erie is so large, almost like a small ocean, that the moisture can come up off the lake and create instant storms. Mm-hmm. Literally, when I lived in Cleveland and when I lived in Buffalo, you could have a situation where it's 50 degrees and sunny at noon, and at 4 o'clock, you have a snowstorm that drops a foot of snow.
Is that why?
100% accurate, by the way.
I went to the weather app this morning out of curiosity. Like, hey, what's tonight going to be like? There was no forecast of snow. So is that, did it pop up because of the lake effect Craig described?
100% it popped up. And there's that system that you're looking at the TV right there. That is what's over right now, Buffalo.
Right, well, so what does it look like right now in Buffalo?
It looks like a snow globe in Buffalo right now.
That's awesome. But that's not going to sustain at 8:30 is what you're saying.
No, but the winds will be sustained the entire night.
So the snow's going to stop.
The snow's not the problem. Right. The wind's the problem.
I understand, but for the viewers, seeing that the snow globe and the snow coming down is a great visual. You know that.
Tremendous.
So the idea that that's not going to be there at kickoff's a little bit disappointing.
Yes, but the wind will be awesome, playing obviously all tricks, kicking, throwing the ball.
Hey, bro, that's why they drafted a big arm like Josh Allen.
He's not throwing the ball in 40-mile-per-hour winds.
You're not throwing balls tonight.
See his cannon?
He's not. I mean,
you see that cannon he's got?
He will throw the ball a few times, but this isn't going to be a 27-for-35 kind of night.
So this is going to come down to the run game. Is going to come down to Damian Harris and Ramondre Stevenson for the New England Patriots. That's what this whole thing's going to be determined by?
I mean, based on our expert weather guy, who didn't know what lake effect snow was, yeah. Yeah, I know I explained it better.
Now you let me down, Rosie. The reason I told Craig, hey, calm down, let Rosie do it, was because you're the expert. And he schooled you.
No, I'm embarrassed. He's a kid. He doesn't know.
He's not a kid. He's like 35.
He's a kid.
How old are you, Rose?
36.
Yeah, 36. He's a kid.
To me, he's a kid.
My ass, he's a kid.
To me, he's a kid.
He's a big Bull fan. Congratulations on schooling New York over the last week, bro.
John is in Tucson, Arizona. He's got some tips for the New York Giants. Okay. What do you got, Johnny?
Hey, guys, my buddy back in New York called me up. He said, hey, they're looking for something for these Giant guys to do while they're bonding out there in Tucson.
Yeah, let me ask you a question. Do you guys have rabid pigs that they can go helicopter hunting with or no?
No.
Damn.
I got a great sports book here at Casino del Sol and a wonderful golf course. They can come play Swallow
Golf. Yeah, they're not going to play golf, though. They're looking for a legitimate team-building exercise. Not four guys going off on their own in a golf cart here and four guys there.
So what fits that if you're the coach?
No joke. I think you even said it like just as a throwaway.
Paintball
does that.
I totally agree.
Because you could have 20 on 20, you know, 25 on 25, whatever it might be. It's team building. It's I got my brother's back. Hey, left flank. It's like Johnny Bravo, Johnny Bravo. Left flank, Johnny Bravo. Yeah, that's awesome.
I've always suggested we should do that, the FAN paintball tournament.
Yeah, I'd love it. I got a place in Jersey that could host it.
I'm in.
Yeah, but the rest of these knuckleheads won't do it.
Why?
Because they're losers. Listen, me, you, and Boomer.
Yeah?
No joke. I can't speak to Keith. I don't know him well enough to know the answer. But me, you, and Boomer are the only three guys on this radio station that like to and want to do stuff. I'm not kidding.
Keith definitely wants to do stuff.
Like everyone can bust Evan's balls about not being an athlete. He's out there trying.
That's right.
He likes to play.
I'm not very good, but I love trying.
Like whether it's softball or whatever.
I run a baseball league, damn it.
So I would love to do FAN paintball.
I'm in.
But we have to set the rules for Boomer because he cheats.
Oh, does he?
We went to a airsoft place in Long Island.
Right.
And it's set up as like an old tank, and there's built like walls and stuff. It's you play like capture the flag kind of.
Yeah.
Or you could just play like the first team to kill the other team, whatever, right? So we're playing this one round of capture the flag. I think I told you the story once before. So the agreement is your gun cannot be a machine gun. So you can't just, go.
Right.
It's one pull, one BB, right? So I'm in a room. And there's like a fake makeshift ladder in the room. I pay no attention to it because it's not really part of the game. It has like a big tarp over it, okay? You could hide under it, I guess. And I'm in there, Johnny Bravo, Johnny Bravo, left flank clear, Johnny Bravo. And there are my sons who are all playing. It's like 5-on-5. It's awesome, right? And all of a sudden I hear, enemy here, enemy, 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 enemy. All of a sudden, Boomer's on the top of the ladder, which is a no-go place.
Oh, you can't go up there?
You're not allowed to be on top of the ladder. He's on top of the ladder. He puts the gun on machine gun and peppers my ass with 25 lead BBs.
That's awesome.
Knocked me down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then did you get back up?
Oh, I got back up.
And what'd you do?
I never got even.
What you gonna do
so
about it?
If they would like to engage us, morning show versus afternoon show, in a little paintball or airsoft in Long Island, I'm your Huckleberry.
The only...
And by the way, I'll come to Long Island to do
it. Damn right.
I got no problem with that.
Sort of negative I have, and I say this with peace and love. I want you to understand that.
Later, SNY, thank you, Grubhub.
I kind of want to be against you. I kind of want to shoot that ass. Okay. You know what I mean?
Not a problem. Like,
and no offense, it's nothing personal, but the idea of getting to put a couple of rounds in you.
Not a problem. Not a problem.
Kind of appealing.
Not a problem. We can do that too.
I'm just saying.
We can do a random draw out of a
random
hat.
Draw.
Team Evan, Team Craig.
You're damn right.
Okay.
I like that.
Robert Saleh was asked about Mekhi Becton. He's now 11 weeks removed from surgery. The original timetable had him not just recovered, but back on the field in 8 weeks. So it's been 3 extra weeks. No update. So here's what we're learning. He ain't playing this year.
No. And that's a concern about Mekhi Becton. He doesn't play. He doesn't stay on the field. But here's the other thing that came out of yesterday's game. And it meant something to me because as a Jet fan, I understood it. It was what C.J. Mosley said. When C.J. Mosley went on his "We Get No Respect" rant,
yes,
that the Philadelphia Eagles, they're laughing at us. They were laughing at Robert Saleh.
He did say that.
And here's the truth. Here's the reality. He's right. And the only way you can change that is by earning respect. Like, the New York Jets don't deserve the respect of anyone around the league. So when I heard that, it inspired me as a Jet fan. It only pumped me up even more about how pathetic this franchise has been for a decade.
Yeah.
They've earned, and that's not C.J. Mosley's fault. No, that's not Robert Saleh's fault.
I liked what Mosley said, actually.
They got to change the narrative.
Yeah, he's like, this sucks. Like, they're making fun of us, and we deserve it.
And it took years of bad, incompetent football for this to happen. But you're damn right the Jets are being laughed at.
Hey,
every team around the league thinks they could push the New York Jets around.
How about the fact that the announcers said yesterday that they told Robert Saleh, you know, the Jets have never beaten the Eagles.
Yeah.
They made that point during the game, early on in the game, and he's like, you know, that's history.
But the problem is, Coach, you're living the history.
That's exactly right.
Like, I know the Jet history. We all do. But you're living it, and you're not doing enough to change it. Now you can change it. Change it.
Tell you what I'm going to do.
Because you're not changing it.
I'm going to get a place by tomorrow. All right? You can invite any 10 guys you want on your team. I'll put 10 on my team. We'll go 11 v 11, which I think that's the number. I'll double check
it. Is that
it.
The number it is?
I'll double check it. It's at least 10, though. All right? You can invite any listener you want. I can do the same.
Huh.
And the week of Christmas, the week that we're off, we will set up a Carton versus Roberts paintball game.
Well, I'll tell you right off the top.
Are you in or out?
I'm in.
All right.
Right off the top.
Okay.
C-Mac and Loogie are on my team. And
no,
you want to know why?
Because
they want to shoot you with paint.
Let me just set this up now. I'll let you guys pick right now if you want to pick which team you're on. Do you want to be on Team Carton or Team Roberts for I'm talking major big field outside. No joke. We'll make it paintball, not airsoft. It'll be paintball. Do you want to play? And B, would you like to announce what team you're on now?
Yeah,
it may not be Christmas week. We may do it a weekend before that. We'll figure it out.
No, I'm definitely in, but I think you should have to pick us.
Look at that.
So what happened to your they want to be against me?
Because they're afraid of saying that. Like,
no, because I want to shoot the person who picks Loogie over me.
Oh, wow. Oh, so you want us to pick someone.
Yes.
And then you're going to use that as inspiration?
I need to get motivated.
Wow.
He's giving you a chance to be on his team right now. You could both go there together.
Who would you rather shoot with a paintball gun, Big Mac?
Either is so appealing.
Okay, then you'll just be in the draft.
No, that's fine. I'll be on Evan's team.
Oh. So you don't want to be in a draft, you just want to be on Evan's team?
Yeah, I'll shoot you.
All right, Tom, by the way, there's no negative retribution for picking either side. If you want to be on Evan's team and have your crack at me, I have no problem with that, but you have to man up and pick it now.
Not a problem. Is there negative retribution if I say don't want to do it?
Yes.
Why?
You're fired.
Fired?
Yes.
We're finally off. Hey, let's go play paintball.
Can we be off with
the family here and hang out with the wife? Why can't we go do something?
We're going to pick a Saturday. It may be before the holiday.
Can't do Saturday.
It might be after the holiday.
Look at this guy. It's definitely
going to be a Saturday because we're not doing it on a football Sunday.
Luke never wants to do anything away from work. Have you noticed that? Ever. Like nothing away from work.
So you don't, you're out?
I need a break. It's like being a parent. You need a break. I don't want to.
I need to know now. This is your final answer.
I'm out.
Okay.
I'm out.
All right. All right.
But if I did have to shoot somebody, Craig.
That doesn't count.
It doesn't count.
Out. Right. So he's out.
Right in his derriere.
Okay. He's out. You're out. Well, you're out on a few things, not
I'm
just
out.
That.
I'm out.
Here's Frankie in Long Island. Frankie, what's on your mind, buddy?
Hey, guys. You hear me?
Loud yeah. and clear.
Go ahead, kiddo.
Yeah, so before I got to my point, I would like to thank you guys because I always listen to you on my way home from school.
Nice.
I'm a journalism major, so I take a lot of inspiration from you guys.
Well, listen, tell your teacher I'm happy to come talk to the class one day. It'd be my pleasure to do it.
Awesome. I'll let him know tomorrow.
All right, let me know.
Evan, I just got the best gift for myself, and it occurred on Black Friday.
Okay, what was it? Mets.
And it was the Black DeGrom jersey. I wore it to school today.
Frankie, I'm withdrawing that invitation to come speak to the...
No, he's excited. He got his Black DeGrom jersey,
good for
man.
You. Wear it well. Wear it well, okay?
Tremendous.
Believe me.
Wear it well, and you enjoy yourself, and good luck to you. And let me know what the teacher
says. They just put those on sale, those black jerseys.
Is that right?
I think recently they put them on sale.
Well, it'd be silly not to. Yeah. Can you buy a Scherzer jersey yet? Probably not.
No, you can. So here's the funny thing. Even though MLB is locking out the players, even though their images can't be on the website, the team shops are open.
Oh, all right, good. Because that's good for the
fans.
So
you can sell... No, absolutely. You can sell the last name of the player, no problem. God forbid, though, you write an article about them on Mets.com or Yankees.com. God forbid. Can't do that. That you can't have happen. Can't have a picture of their face on the roster page.
Listen,
you could sell their jersey.
I can't give it away yet, but you know the comedy show that we're doing may or may not involve an active baseball player, and there are rules regarding that as well. No joke, like in how we introduce him.
Yeah. Well, luckily he doesn't need.
No. Don't give it away.
I didn't give anything away.
Now you're kind of giving it away.
I said nothing. Nah. You're the one who opened up your big fat mouth and said baseball player. I said none of that.
The football player, basketball player, baseball player, hockey player that we might be talking to.
All I'm
going to
say is the guy doesn't need any introduction.
That is true.
Okay.
Now you told him it's a guy.
Then put it back down in your,
Well, it's coming.
Your
it's coming, though. It's coming.
Right. Put it
Much
away.
Like a giant win, it's coming.
Is
we
it?
Don't know when, but it's coming. You do know this. The head coach of the New York Giants lies to you. And he's proud of the fact that he lies to you. All this nonsense about respecting the fan base and putting a team there that's representative of the fan base. Today, when challenged on his positive remarks involving the Giant offense yesterday, he said, well, what I tell the public is not what I talk to my team about. I lie to the public, but I'm totally honest with the guys. Sorry, that just doesn't pass the smell test.
By the way,
yeah, right.
Our moon expert slash meteorologist, Paul Rosenberg, right after the segment, went on Twitter to kind of define what he meant by lake effect snow, almost to make up for his lack of definition.
Ah, he was fine.
That you weren't proud of.
He was fine.
He's
That's my
like,
guy.
I need to clarify, I am smart, I do know weather.
Not only that, he wants to play paintball.
Yes.
Yep. He's working himself right up the ranks.
Yeah, I think I know what team he's on.
My team.
Yeah, of course.
Yes. No, he's annoyed at me because I promised him I would take him to a Nets Bulls game and I ditched him for my wife and son. So I think he's going to want to take out his anger on shooting paint into my derriere.
My wife won't let me play paintball. I want to be home with my wife and play nothing, just play house.
Who are you talking about?
I don't want to play paintball.
Who are you referring to?
You know who I'm referring to.
Oh.
The producer formerly known as Thomas.
He doesn't want to do anything with us. That's what I've learned.
That's right. As long as he brings a wagon every Wednesday, his job is safe. The first Wednesday, there's not a wagon on this show at 5 o'clock. He's out. Yeah. Just we understand each other. Not during the holidays, I wouldn't do that. But I'm telling you right now.
You'd wait till when?
January 5th. If there's not a wag on this show, goodbye.
That's sweet of you, though. It's like, no, not during the holidays.
Dude, I gotta
wait a few weeks.
I got fired the Monday after a holiday party.
No, I know.
It's like I would never do that. And I was told, you should really go to the party. Come on. We all want you at the party. Go to the party. Things are turning around. So I went to that holiday party on a Saturday. And on Monday, I was told my contract was not being renewed.
Was it a good party, at least?
Fantastic party.
At least you have that.
Yes, I had a fantastic time at the party. everyone being fake. Hey, Carton, what's up? Oh, great show. Love the show. Oh, you guys are making a great show. Oh, in Rhodes. Oh, Monday. No need to come in. No need to come back in. Pharrell will take it from here. We'll be good.
Scott of Pharrell, the man's the best.
Philadelphia. Anyway.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.